What you have in front of you is a singular pasuk. It's a pasuk that perhaps you've come across before in your learning, in your davening, in different sources. And the pasuk on top of the page is a pasuk in Mishlei, written by Shlomo HaMelech in Perek Gimel, and it says, "B'chol derechacha deyehu." What does that mean? Simply, how would you translate "B'chol derechacha deyehu"? You've heard the pasuk before? We've heard the concept before? In all of your ways, you should know Hashem. B'chol derechacha deyehu. And this is an idea that is thrown about in a lot of different contexts. And what we want to do this evening is to give four different approaches that are practical, that hopefully are meaningful, to explain this concept that we find in Chazal, B'chol derechacha deyehu, that you should know Hashem in all His ways. So we're going to begin with approach number one. This is a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos. In Hilchos Deos, in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. Let's look at the Rambam together. The Rambam says, Hamanhig atzmo al pi harafua. The Rambam has just spent a lot of time discussing different types of refuos and healings and healthy things to do. And after the Rambam spends time going through all these different ways that a person should live a healthy life, so he says, if you're going to follow this way and live a certain type of life, im sam libo, im al sam libo shia kogufo ve'evarav shleimim bilvad, that a person should understand that if he's only living a healthy lifestyle, that he should have a healthy body. Vishiyulo banim osim malachto, and he should have children so they can do work for him in the field. Va'amelun l'sorcho into derech tova. We are not healthy, says the Rambam, because it's nice to be healthy. We don't live a healthy lifestyle. We don't eat well. We don't go to the gym. We don't take care of ourselves because that is an end unto itself. No, he says. Ele yasim alibo shiagufo shalem v'chazak. A person should make sure that his body is healthy and strong. Kadesh shetia nafsho yishar ledasas Hashem. So that once your body is strong, your mind will also be strong in order to serve Hashem. Shiefsher shiaven v'yishtakel v'chachmos v'urav v'cholo echad mevav koiv. We've all had days where we have a cold, the flu, a stomach virus, something like that. You don't get anything accomplished that day. So the Rambam says the reason you want to be healthy is so that that cannot be a lost day in serving the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That every day is a day that you can serve Hashem and do your best. We said, and listen to this line. The Rambam writes, just fascinating. This isn't our topic, but look at the words of the Rambam. V'yasim alibo shelo ben ulayeh chacham gadol v'Yisrael. And you also want to have children that perhaps they will become great leaders and great Torah personalities amongst the Jewish people. That's part of being an Eved Hashem. That a person should want to have children that become great people as well. Not just that you should have healthy children, but a person should desire, a person should try to make sure that their children become great people as well. Nimsa mahalach b'derech zu kol yamav ovedes Hashem tamid. A person should serve Hashem this whole way his entire life. Afilu b'shash enose v'nose. And I feel b'shas shaboel, even when a person is at work, even when a person is being intimate, b'pnei shemach shavaso b'chol kadei shim tzitzarchav ad shagufo shalom l'avodas Hashem. Because if you are not a healthy person and you're not doing the right things, you're not going to be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'afilu b'shas shehu yashan im yashan l'das ki tanuach daito alav yanuach gufo kadei shol yichalav lo yuchal avodas Hashem hu chola. Even when a person takes a nap, when a person goes to sleep, says the Rambam, why are you going to sleep? Why are you taking a nap? So you should be rested in order that you can serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nimtzei sheina shelo avodah l'makom Baruch Hu. And that makes your sleep, when you go to sleep tonight, and you have in mind, with a simple kavana, all you have to think before you go to bed is, 3 seconds, I'm going to bed because I should have strength to serve Hashem tomorrow. You have turned that sleep into a form of being an Eved Hashem. It becomes part of Avodas Hashem. V'al inyan zu, and this is what we care about, the last lines. Tzivu chachamim v'amru. From this the rabbis tell us, b'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. That all of your actions should be l'shem shemayim. Everything you do should be to serve Hashem. V'hush amar shlomo chachmaso. And this is what Shlomo Melech writes in Mishlei in his wisdom, b'chol derechacha deyehu. That in all of your ways you should know Hashem. So how does the Rambam understand the pasuk? B'chol derechacha deyehu. In everything you do, eating, sleeping, going to the gym, driving, shopping, talking on the phone. They should all be in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All things that are done because they are ways to serve Hashem. This is the approach of the Rambam. We eat healthy, we eat delicious foods, we exercise, so we can live healthy lives. We don't have a delicious meal so we can Instagram it and show it to our friends. We eat healthy and we eat nicely because it makes us better people as well. We sleep so we can rest it to serve Hashem. Now, just as a Mari Makom, this Rambam is actually a shorthand. The Rambam has a much longer essay where he says the exact same thing in the Shmona Prakim. The Rambam, when he was 18, a little bit younger than you, he wrote a commentary on the Mishnah. Okay? He wrote it in Arabic. It was translated into Hebrew. So the Rambam has an introduction to Pirkei Avos that he wrote as well. It's called Shmona Prakim, 8 chapters. So in the 5th chapter, the Rambam says pretty much the same idea, but here in Hilchos Deos, he condenses it to be a bit shorter. Okay? And certainly it's appropriate to have nice things in order to have, you know, a person should have Harchavas Hadas, a person should be pleasant, you want to have a nice house, you can be relaxed, a person wants to have a nice car, so their car doesn't break down every 2 weeks and they have to get it repaired. The Rambam is not saying you shouldn't have nice things. But the Rambam is saying is that if you're going to have nice things, it should be done in the service of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. To have Kavana, it should be L'mashal, right? It should be Kavana to serve Hashem. L'mashal. How do I know if a person has nice things and it's not, right? So, Baruch Hashem, we live in a somewhat affluent community. So someone goes and builds a house, and he builds a very beautiful home. And then, right down the block, somebody knocks down 2 properties, and builds a house twice as big. And that person who built a nice home is seething, because how could this person go? I put so much effort into building a house, and now this person goes and builds a house twice the size of my house. So, is that b'cholder achacha de'eu? Did he build a house that he could serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu and have mitzvos and mezuzahs and do chesed and host poor people? No, he built it because he wanted it for himself, not because he wanted to serve Hashem in any way. Now, look here in the Orchos Tzadikim. Who wrote the Orchos Tzadikim? What? It's anonymous. We don't know. The Orchos Tzadikim is anonymous. We don't know who wrote it. One of the Rishonim. So he writes pretty much the same thing. He doesn't quote the Rambam, but it's very clear what he gets this from. He writes, "Afil b'shashu yashu when you're sleeping, im yashem ledas k'dei shetanoach daito, if you're sleeping, so that you should have a restful mind, v'yanoach gufo k'dei shelo yechala, v'lo yuchal la'avodas Hashem, so I can't serve if I don't rest Hashem properly, or if I'm going to be sick, so that I'm not going to be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a'inyan zetzivu chacham, this is what the chacham say, v'chol ma'asech Hashem shemayim, and our pasuk b'chol derechacha deyehu." Now, this is not just a nice piece of Musar, this is actually a halacha. Look here in the Tur. The Tur, Rav Yaakov ben Arash, writes in the Tur, which is the foundational work that the Shulchan Aruch is built upon. So he writes in Orach Chaim and Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. Listen to what the Tur writes. This is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Tur says, V'chein b'chol ma sheyeh ba'olam hazeh. Whatever you get hana from, whatever you benefit from in this world, lo yechavin lahanaso ela la'avodas habara yisala. Every pleasure you get should be in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'dechsev b'chol terechacha te'ehu. The Chachamim say that all your actions should be l'shem Hashem. So this is not only a Rambam and a nice idea of Musar, this is a halach in Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to live their life in this way. This is not something for tzaddikim and very big gedolim and very special people who are very lofty. We wouldn't put such a thing in the Shulchan Aruch. You might look in the Zohar, something like that, the Mesillas Yesharim in the later chapters, for something very lofty. This is a halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's not like an option. Very, very from people, you know, everything you do is l'man Hashem b'chol derechach adeyu. No! This is a halacha here in Tur Shulchan Aruch. Okay? We want to elaborate on this Rambam and give it a twist. Okay? Let's look in the next source. We have here the Turei Zav, the Taz. Rav David Halevi Segel was the Rav in Krakow, after the period of the Shulchan Aruch. So listen to what he writes over here. This is in Evan Ezer, and he writes, Kivase matzinig dikasav sharambam. The Rambam writes on the pasuk b'chol derechacha deyehu, Misha ochel v'shosel ma'adah nafsho k'dei she'abari v'chazak l'avodas Hashem. Right? We know the Rambam very, very well. The Rambam says, you eat, you drink, you sleep, whatever it is, in order to serve Hashem. So says the Taz, Yesh lo schar k'mo she'misana. He goes further. If a person eats in such a way, it's the same as if he was undertaking like a very special fast. It's just as holy in the eyes of Hashem. Whether you're doing something actively or you're withholding something, you think, oh, somebody fasts all day, what a kadosh, what a special person, you can eat all day as well and still be considered the same thing, as long as it is thinking of b'chol derechacha dayehu. And he says, v'dvar me'elu asmach, he brings a pasuk, sheyesh tamil chacham menadzin and shein b'neyam. We think, oh, tamil chacham, he, Vilna Gaon, the Talmid of the Vilna Gaon tells us that he slept 2 hours in a 24-hour period. He slept in 4 half-hour shifts in a 24-hour period. He had a tremendous amount of strength, tremendous amount of diligence. Now, it's very wonderful that the Vilna Gaon did that. But if you have kavana, says the Taz, that you're also serving Hashem with your sleeping can be just as great as the Vilna Gaon's keeping sleep from his eyes. It can be just as holy, just as special, as long as it is b'chol derechacha dayehu. You're doing it in order to serve Hashem. All it takes is a bit of kavana. If you just think about it for a moment, and you have in mind why you're doing it, it changes that geschmack nap on Shabbos afternoon into a mitzvah, into something that is incredible. Listen to this. And then he says that he talks about two people, and go to the bold where he says, Bevadai shnehem yesh lahem schar b'shava. It's the same schar. He doesn't say it's like you're a great tzaddik who doesn't sleep. You're like a great tzaddik who doesn't, you know, eat for a long amount of time and only subsist on water and bread. It's the same, says the Taz. It's no different. It's the same level. Tahaynu b'chinam lacham sh'atam etzarim mashkim boker. The person who gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning to work, to do the best he can, and only sleeps for 3 hours a night. It's the same as the person who sleeps and takes a nap, as long as it's the Shem Shema. You have to be honest, by the way. You cannot, as they like to say, you know, do a bagel and, you know, sleep all through Shabbos and come out the other end and wake up for Abdullah. That clearly is a bit much. You can say, oh, it was L'shem Shemayim. You know, I missed Shacharis, and I missed the first Suda, and the second Suda, and Shal Shudas, but it was all L'shem Shemayim. You have to be honest between you and Hashem. It doesn't work that way. Within a reasonable amount. A reasonable amount of sleep, a reasonable amount of eating, a reasonable amount of exercise, a reasonable amount of relaxation, all L'man serving Hashem. This is the logical extension of this Taz in reading the Rambam. They tell a story after Rav Shteinman passed away, Rav Shteinman, who passed away this year, that there was a young father with a very sick child who came to ask Rav Shteinman a question. He said there was a pill that the doctors wanted to give the child, but if the child took this pill, it would have very, very harsh side effects. And therefore, the father had to sign a release if they wanted the child to take this pill, because the hospital and the doctors didn't want to be held responsible if the child took this medicine. And the father didn't know what to do. So he went to Rav Shteinman and asked him, what do I do? I need advice. I need eitzah. I need hadracha. I need to be shown what's the best decision for me and my family and my child. So Rav Shteinman looked at all the different sides, and he sat and he closed his eyes and he contemplated. And he said to the young father that the child can take the pill, but it has to be mixed with something first. Like sometimes you take like a medicine, you mix it with applesauce. So this is what the father thought Rav Shteinman was talking about. You have to take the pill and mix it in with something that will make the pill more palatable. So the young father is sitting there looking at this 100-year-old Talmud Chacham, and he thinks he's out of his mind. You expect me, I'm going to go back to the doctor, my son may be dying, and I'm going to tell them, oh, you experts in medicine, I'll take the pill for my son, but the rabbi in Bnei Brak says I have to mix it in with something else before I give it to him. They're going to think I'm out of my mind. They're going to laugh me out of the room. I have to mix in the medicine with something else. So the young father looked at Rav Shteinman and said, what do you mean? What do you mean the pill should be mixed with something? So Rav Shteinman said, you should take the pill, but it has to be mixed with Tehillim. You take the pill, but don't forget to daven when you're going to take the medicine. You can take all the medicine you want, but if you don't understand that it's in the service of Hashem, that it's a form of avodas Hashem, if you don't mix in that pill, if you don't mix in that Advil, if you don't mix in that medicine with a bit of Tehillim, then it's not in the service of Hashem. B'chol derechacha dayehu. Even when taking medicine, don't forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. That is approach number one, b'chol derechacha dayehu. I think something that we can relate to, we can understand, we can appreciate as well. Let's turn on to the next page. This is approach number two, and that is the idea of being God-aware. This is an idea that Rabbi Soloveitchik brings down in his Al HaTshuva. You have it on the second page, right? So this is an idea that Rabbi Soloveitchik brings down in Al HaTshuva, which is the major work that was published regarding his lectures that he would give before by Tshuva Drasha, but between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And it was compiled into a volume. It was translated into English. The English translation here is certainly good enough for us. So look at what Rabbi Soloveitchik said in his understanding of B'chol Derech HaChadeihu. He says, the term to know, Leida, the reference is to a state of continuous awareness, that the belief in God should cause man to be in a state of perpetual affinity, of constant orientation. God should become a living reality that one cannot forget for even a minute. This keen awareness of the existence of God should constitute the foundation of our thoughts, ideas, emotions, in every kind of situation, and under all conditions. Everything else inevitably depends on this supreme article of faith. To think about Hashem, sometime? No. To think about Hashem? Hello? All the time. Constantly. The idea means all the time. This interpretation actually mirrors an explicit verse in the Bible. In all thy ways know him. B'chol derechecha dayehu. In thy ways. Meaning, in all situations. In everything you do. Whatever path you take. Under all conditions, know him. Be conscious of God's existence at all times. To have God awareness. Wherever you're going in life, to be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to be thinking that Hashem is there at all moments. The mitzvah Yedias Hashem means you don't have to be a great philosopher, you don't have to be a great intellect, you don't have to be a huge Talmid Chacham, you just have to be conscious of Hashem all the time. Wherever you go, to think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is, in fact, is repeated in a different form in what has become a modern classic, the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evna. You've heard of the Sefer before? Rav Itamar Schwartz, who's a tremendous thinker and tremendous Baal Musar who lives in Eretz Yisrael. His Sfarim, that came out about 15, 16 years ago, brought a revolution into the Torah world, into the yeshivas, and the different places of Torah learning. And this is from the first book. And this is in Os Kuf Chav Ches or Kuf Chav Tes, depending on the printing you have. And just as a side point, if you are not familiar with his Sfarim, you're not familiar with his writings and his thought, you should be. Because they are transformative. They are ideas that everyone should be familiar with. Whether you are into Hasidus or not Hasidus, or Musar or Halacha, or learning Tanakh, whatever it is, these are ideas that are important for everyone, no matter what is going on in their own lives. Listen to what Rabbi Schwartz writes. He says, "Kasher zocha adam laskil havina sadvar." When a person understands what it means to know Hashem, ula'achar mikan lahafnimam al toch levavo, and he brings these ideas into his heart, you'll have a strong connection with Hashem. There'll be nothing separating between you and your Creator. In everything you do, you'll connect to Hashem. And the things that seem outwardly will actually be ways to come close to Hashem. Kolomar, Adam ze yachulis kasher l'kadosh baruch hu, a person who understands b'chol derechecha dayehu, lo rak min limud haTorah. You think, he says, that the only times you connect to Hashem is when you're coming to a shir, as we are right now. Maybe you're davening, or you do chesed. Maybe that's the only time you think about Hashem. He says, no. He says, Ela hu chai b'bechinas b'chol derechecha dayehu. A real person who's connected to Hashem thinks about Hashem in everything they do. God awareness. U'b'chol derechav mamish hu yodeas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In everything, mamish, everything you do, you know Hashem. And he says, similar to Rabbi Soloveitchik, yediyam yilashon chibor, to be close, u'mischaber elav. Zu avodasa shalatim, this is our avoda, this is our work. L'shalolas kol mar einav sharom es achitzonos. Don't look outwardly at what we see in life. As hanivrayim l'davek atzom b'chol is b'chol sh'al n'kudas p'nimu sh'alakol hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connect to everything. Because everything in this world is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Everything is a mechanism, a way to connect to Hashem. And therefore, in everything you do, whether you are scrolling through your phone, whatever it is you're doing, you're talking with your grandmother on the phone, you think about a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in what you're doing. U'bichlal kinyan zeh bevadiyei shakar berura b'mesiyas yitzbach shmo. And then he goes on to explain, we don't have to read to the end, but a person will understand, there's an understanding of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, awareness of Hashem. This is what a person should be striving for as well. Just as a side point, a person to live with such an awareness, to think about Hashem, to think about a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a person, this is a major theme in the work of Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, if we are aware of Hashem at all times, we will probably not make mistakes as often as we do. Often, we do the wrong thing. We don't make a bracha achrona. We speak lashon hara. We do the thing that we're not supposed to do because we have a momentary lapse about thinking about Hashem. But if you were actually thinking about Hashem all the time, then what would happen? You probably wouldn't do the wrong thing. You know, very often we make a mistake. We see somebody doing the wrong thing, and we give it a certain label. So you'll fill in the blank for me. I'll give you a mashal. We're in the summertime, so this, unfortunately, this is something that goes on. People go up to the bungalow colonies, they go to Walmart, and they go and they buy an AC for the place they're staying in the bungalow colony. In Walmart, the rule often is that you can return it even after 30 days. You can return whatever you buy, no questions asked. So what does the person do? They go up in June, July, they buy an air conditioning unit, they put it in their bungalow over the course of the summer, and then at the end of the summer, they bring it back to Walmart and they say, ah, they don't need it anymore, we're good, it wasn't working for me, and they'll bring it back. Now, in modern terms, what would we normally label such an act? And in the greater picture, amongst Jewish people and non-Jews, Achil Hashem, right? Achil Hashem. Or, similarly, sometimes you'll see the following shtick. You'll see somebody, you'll go to Costco, and they have people have a lot to buy. So one person will pick up like two things and they'll stand on line, a line that's going to take like a half hour. And the rest of the family will go get the things they want. And by the time things they want, they get things they want after 20 minutes, the person who is standing on line is at the cash register already. They'll say, ah, we were already waiting in line. They'll skip right in, and they'll cut the line. What would we call that as well? Achil Hashem, right? Another great example of Achil Hashem. Oh, one of my least favorite things, drivers who don't wait online for the exit, right? And you're waiting for 20 minutes, and some guy comes right in with a car and skids in front. You hope, you dive into Hashem, the guy's not wearing a yarmulke, so everybody else doesn't see it. Now, we often make the mistake, and we label this what? Achil Hashem. But when we label something like that only Achil Hashem, we're missing the point. What's the point? The person is an animal. They've lost all connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They have no understanding how to treat other people. The fact that it's Achil Hashem is a secondary thing. The issue is that the person has no hakara, no understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in what they're doing. They have no awareness of Hashem. Where is their God awareness? How could a person walk into Walmart, take an air conditioning unit, and return it 2 months later knowing that he stole? If he was thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, would he even contemplate such an idea? Of course not. Labeling Achil Hashem takes away from what the person is actually doing, which is destroying their human personality and their relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu as a human being. So, just to give understanding of what it means to have God awareness. Okay, let's move on to the next approach. Okay, this idea is that you can take things that we don't think about so often as being Avodas Hashem and instilling them with labels of Avodas Hashem. I'll give you one example. There is a discussion in the poskim, well, the halacha is that you have to pay your workers on time, right? If somebody paints your house, you have to pay the worker on time, preferably by the end of the day, unless the worker says that, you know, it's okay if you don't pay me right now. What comes up most common nowadays is babysitters. A person babysits, and the job is over, and the family comes home from where they were at a wedding, whatever they were out to eat or something, and they come and say, we don't have any cash on us, right? Can we pay you back tomorrow? Okay? Now, the Torah says there are two things. There's an isser to not pay the person on time, and there's a mitzvah to pay the person on time. There's both. There's a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh. If the individual says to the person, I can't pay you out because I don't have cash, that is not an excuse. And if they don't pay that person that night, it is a violation. The person should go out to the ATM and take out the cash to make sure they can pay the babysitter on time. That's the mitzvah of Baal Talin and the isser of Baal Talin as well, to make sure we pay people on time. Let's say you pay people on time all the time. You don't even think about it. You make sure you pay the worker on time, pay the painter on time, the babysitter, the dog walker, whatever it may be, the guy who fixes the fish tank, whatever it may be, you pay the person on time. Now, do you have to have kavana in order to fulfill the mitzvah asay when you pay the person on time? I didn't even know this is a mitzvah in the Torah. And all of a sudden, I go to a shir and I say, oh, look at that, there's a mitzvah to pay people on time. Does that mean I didn't fulfill the mitzvah all those different times if I was paying them on time before? What would you say? No. Certainly, of course you fulfilled the mitzvah, even if you didn't have kavana. But listen over here to a short comment from Rav Moshe Sternbach, who is a dayan of the Eidah Charedis in Yerushalayim. He writes in his Sefer Tshuvos VaHanagos, he says, "Benira shiroy lechaven kishemasham lekayim mekach mitzvah habari yisbarach shmo." When you are paying a worker on time, have in mind that you're fulfilling a mitzvah, you're connecting to Hashem. Because it says, Shiyomo titain schar, you have to pay the worker on that day. V'kein shemekayim b'zeh ritzoni yisbarach shmo, and when you do it, you fulfill what? B'chol derachacha dayehu. Rabbi Yisachar Fran likes to tell the story of the mashal of, you have a person who plays guitar in a band that plays at chasnas, Jewish weddings. And one person goes out to work at night, and he says, this is a parnasa. I play the music until 1 o'clock in the morning, I go home, I sleep late the next day, I get up, and do the same thing over and over again. And that's what, how I make a parnasa, I play guitar in a band. The other person, every night he goes out to another simcha, he thinks, it's true this is my parnasa, but know it as well, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of simchas chasam v'kala. Take the same action, two people doing the same thing, and what does it take? Just a little God awareness, to think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it takes that action, and it turns it into something very special as well. This is a concept, just to note, that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein wrote and spoke about very often. He would often speak about the idea that there is mitzvos, things that are strict mitzvos in the Torah, and there are divrei rishus, things that are inherently not mitzvos, they're not good or bad, they're just parav. But what you do with them can make it under the general umbrella of Avodas Hashem. Not very often we get the question, is that a mitzvah? If I do that, is it a mitzvah? Do I have to do that? Is that an Avera? We like to nitpick the details. Says Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, sometimes you have to think a bit more broad. Is taking your brother to the store so he can get something a mitzvah? Maybe it's Hatzorecha Kamocha. I guess you could tap everything under Hatzorecha Kamocha. But maybe it's not. We know what it is, though, if you have in mind the proper kavana. It's Avodas Hashem. It's B'chol Derechacha Deyehu. It's knowing Hashem in all the things you do. But all it takes is a bit of kavana. You just have to think about it. Every single thing we do throughout the day can fall under the wide umbrella of Avodas Hashem. Serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't have to be so nitpicky. Right? We like to, Uncle Moshe likes to say that, you know, kissing the mezuzah is a mitzvah. It's not technically a mitzvah to kiss the mezuzah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you have to kiss the mezuzah. I think Uncle Moshe is great. But still, kissing the mezuzah might not be a mitzvah. But do you know what it is? It's Avodas Hashem. When you walk into a room, you walk into a house, you touch the mezuzah, you think about Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you realize that Hashem protects us and Hashem is there. So that is Avodas Hashem. It might not be a mitzvah, but it's under that umbrella of Avodas Hashem as well. They tell the story is told about Rav Baruch Shimon Schneerson. Rav Baruch Shimon Schneerson was the son-in-law of the Chibina Rav. You heard of the Chibina Rav before? The Chibina Rav was a Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. They actually just translated his biography into English. It's an excellent biography. It's called Sar HaTorah. You should pick it up. I don't get any cut. So the Chibina Rav had a son-in-law. His name was Rav Baruch Shimon Schneerson. So he would like to tell stories. So Rav Baruch Shimon told the following story. That once Rabbi Yisrael of Rizhin, the famous Rabbi of Rizhin, made a shidduch with the family of Ritzi Hirsch of Rimanov, the family of Rimanov in Poland as well. And in the process, by Hasidic families, you share yichus. What does that mean? You bring a whole list of the yichus you have, the genealogy of the family going back, that this one comes from the Shlag Kadosh, this one comes from the Maharal of Prague, and back to the Raman, the Beis Yosef, all different types of genealogy. Because when it comes to Shidduchim, it's nice to, it's considered like a cherry on top, a nice thing to marry into a family that has a nice yichus. This is considered very prestigious. So they got together, and Rabbi Yisrael Rizhin asked Rav Tzvi Hirsch, tell me about your yichus. So Rav Tzvi Hirsch said, well, my father was a tailor. And he taught me, from his tailoring trade, the importance of that if you have something old, to make sure you're able to fix it, and if you have something new, a new piece of clothing, that you don't ruin it. You're not mekalkel, you don't ruin the piece of clothing. So when Rav Yisrael of Rizhin heard that, he said, ah, enough, the shidduch is good, a wonderful family, and we can marry into this family. So Rav Schneerson asked, what's the point of that story? It seems to be a bit obvious. Anyone who has a brain inside their head should know that a tailor should understand that if you bring him something that's old, he should be able to repair it. If you bring him something that's new, he shouldn't
ruin it. That seems to be pretty logical for any decent tailor. So what's the message over here? So he explains as follows. He said, it does make sense that a tailor should know not to fix that which is old. But a trained tailor, a real good tailor, will know that if I have something new and I want to hem something or repair something, a good tailor will be able to remove the smallest amount of fabric and not ruin it. And any fabric he does remove, he'll be able to take that fabric and use it in a creative way to put it back into the article. He'll take fabric off of this side, and he'll make belt loops over here, and he'll take fabric over here, and he'll come around and make a pocket on this side. A good tailor takes that which is new, a fine, beautiful fabric, and doesn't waste an inch. He uses every single piece of the fabric in order to make something good to come out of this idea. So says Rav Baruch Shimon Schneerson in this case as well. He said, the meaning of the idea that his father taught him not to ruin a new garment is that everything in this world can be used to serve Hashem. Even those things that regular people think are not so special, are unnecessary, frivolous, extra things that aren't important. And therefore, he says, a person with a good heart and a good mind should be able to be a tailor to see that every single thing in this world has a use. There's nothing extraneous from the fabric that Hashem gives us in our lives that's thrown away. Every single thing that comes into our domain, we have to be expert tailors. We have to be tailors who know that whatever it is we see, whatever it is, exams in school, whatever it is the job that we're going to do, whatever it is we encounter in life, don't be a layman who goes and cuts off too much fabric and says, oh, not important, and he throws it away. Every single thing can be used in the garments. Every single thing we come in contact with in life can be used in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless what is going on. We actually find a hint of this idea in the Vilna Gaon. Look over here in Shulchan Aruch. This is the opening halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If we wanted to, we could spend a week on the opening halacha in Shulchan Aruch. There's so much over here. But look here, it says Shulchan Aruch Arachaim, Aleph Aleph in the Bir Hagra. In the Rashi script, he says, the Rama writes, Shivisi Hashem the Nagai Tamid. The mitzvah is we have to have Hashem in front of us at of all times. Oh, look over here. Perfect. Okay? So Shivisi Hashem the Nagai Tamid, Hashem should be before us at all times. So the Vilna Gaon in the Bir Hagra, in the next line says, Shivisi Klal Gadol BaTorah. This is also a song as we know as well. Kamosha Kasuv BaBrachos. As it says in the Gemara in Brachos. What does the Gemara in Brachos say? B'chol Derachacha Deyehu. This is what the Vilna Gaon is saying. To know Hashem in everything you do is Shivisi Hashem L'Digdi Tamid. To know Hashem in all walks of life is the fulfillment of having Hashem before you at all times. How do you have Hashem before you at all times? Says the Vilna Gaon, to always think about Hashem in everything you do. Not just when you come to shir, not just when you come to shul. To train oneself over and over again to think about Hashem. You all have phones with alarms on them and reminders. Put reminders in the phone to help you think about Hashem every half hour, every hour, whatever it is, to get into a habit of thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu whenever you can to become trained in such a way. Now, we have to remember that we shouldn't forget that it has to be Leman Hashem as well. Rosh Shlomo Lawrence was a Haredi member of the first Knesset. He was very close to the Chaznish. Perhaps you read his Sefer B'Mechitzasam, which is, I forgot what it's called in English, In the Shadows of the Gadol, and something like that. Perhaps you saw his collection of stories. So he once got up in the Knesset, and he made the following point. He said, the secular Jews start out with the right idea, but they always seem to forget the ending. And he gave four examples. The first yeshuv, perhaps you remember from high school, and you learned about Zionism, but the first yeshuv was called Bilu. What did Bilu stand for? Based Yaakov, Yelchuv and Elchav, that the children of Yaakov should go and return to Eretz Yisrael. Now that's very nice that the Zionists wanted the children of Yaakov, Yelchuv and Elchav, should come back to Eretz Yisrael. But what's the end of the pasuk of Beis Yaakov, Yelchuv and Elchav? Be'or Hashem. They left off Be'or Hashem. It's very nice you want to come back to Eretz Yisrael, but what happened to the end of the pasuk? Be'or Hashem, in the light of Hashem. And then he went on to say, in Tel Aviv, when you come to the airport, what's it say in big letters? Bruchim Habayim. But what's the end of the pasuk? Bruchim Habayim, B'Shem Hashem. It's very nice to be
welcome them to Eretz Yisrael, but it has to be B'Shem Hashem, B'chol Derechacha Dayehu. And then he went to say, they would often chant against the enemies of the Jewish people, Utsu Eitzav Asufar, that they try to harm us, but they can't, but they leave off the end, which is Ki Imanu Kel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And finally, if in the history of the Jewish people protesting against communist Russia and keeping all of the Jewish people trapped behind the Iron Curtain, they would go to the rallies and shout, Shalach Ami, let my people go. But what would they forget to shout? Shalach Ami, V'yavduni, send my people so they can serve me. So all of these ideas are very nice, but it has to be within the context of serving the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, just want to give two more approaches to this idea, two very unique and different ideas, and then we will come to a close. Let's begin here in the fourth approach with an idea from Rav Kook. So I have to introduce Rav Kook? We know? Okay. So Rav Kook never wrote a formal sefer. Rav Kook wrote notebooks. Notebooks by notebooks by notebooks. And his children, his child, Rav Tzvi Kook, and his Talmidim, Rav David HaKohen, and Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, and other Talmidim, took his writings from his notebooks and ordered it in different ways to create Svarim. So one of the Svarim they put together is a sefer called Musar Avicha, which is about Musar and working on a person's midos. So in Musar Avicha, in Perek Beis, Sif Beis, Rav Kook has a beautiful understanding of B'chol Derechacha Dayehu. And he explains as follows. Look inside. He says, Tzarech levakeshes HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'soch hadrachim shu'u misnaheg behem. You have to find Hashem in the things that you're doing right then and there. Kishuhu oseik b'tfila. When you are davening, azivakeshes HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'havanas inyanei tfilaso v'kavana rutsuya b'amuna halev b'osam inyanim shel tfilaso. When you are davening, says Rav Kook, your avoda, your service is to find Hashem right now in this davening. This davening is the most important thing that's going on right now. Don't think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu through other ways. Don't think about, you know, the shir I'm going to go to or another chesed project I'm going to do. When you're davening, your focus must be on Hashem right here and now. Ki kevan shu osek be'avoda zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol shora mitzido. If this is your avod, if this is your work, if this is your job right now, then Hashem is waiting for you right here in this avoda dafka. V'lo b'makom acher, not in any other place. U'kushu osek b'tora yadashi matzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yoso ma'amik u'mein lahavin. And he says, when you're learning Torah as well, you're in a shir, then don't think about what the next davening is going to be, or the next chesed is going to be. Because right now, in the middle of learning Torah, your avoda, your connection to Hashem, Hashem is standing here with you, waiting to connect to you in this particular avoda. And he goes on to give the other example as well, in chesed, you're in the middle of doing chesed, he says the same idea, that Hashem is right here in this chesed project, and your focus, your concentration, needs to be over here in this, and not thinking about anything else as well. And then he goes on to say, if you go to the last line, he says, that's why it says, the beis of b'chol derachacha dayehu, the beis means besoch, inside. B'chol derachacha dayehu, besoch, inside of your avoda, at that moment, is where you'll find Hashem. What does that mean? What is Rav Kook trying to say? So Rav Kook is bringing out the idea that whatever you're doing at this moment in time, this is the most important thing you're doing. Often, even for the right intentions, we get distracted. We have a bit of ADHD. We think about the next thing we're going to do. We think about the next year. We think about the next important thing. They're all good things. They're not saying they're not silly things. We're not saying we're talking about something that's frivolous and a waste of your time. You're thinking about good things. But when you have an avoda, you have a service of Hashem, your job is to give it the benefit that it needs right now. It's full concentration. And to not worry about other things. This, says Rav Kook, is b'chol derachacha dayehu. They tell the story that the Kotzker Rav once met a chassid of Rav Menachem Mendel of Kobrin. And he asked him, you know, what is so great about your Rebbe? All the Hasidic Rebbes, they had great abilities. This one was a genius in tefillah. This one was a genius in chesed. This Rebbe was a great Talmud Chacham. This Rebbe did miracles. This one did, you know, helped people in Pinyon Shvuim, people who were trapped. What's so great about your Rebbe, the Rebbe of Kobrin? So the Chassid said, do you know what's so great about my Rebbe, he said, the thing that he's doing right now is the most important thing to him. When the Rebbe is sitting with me as a chassid, I feel as if there's nothing else in the world that's as important to him as me. And when the Rebbe is davening, that davening is the most important thing in the world that he's doing right then and there. And when he's learning Torah, it's the most important thing that he's doing right then and there. B'chol derechachadeo means, with this avoda that you're engaged with Hashem right now, has to be the most important thing that you're doing. Okay? How many times do we see that a person is in a meeting, right? A person is on a date, right? And what do? We want to have our phone out because we're addicted to our phones, but we don't want to be rude. So what do? We take our phone out and we put it face down because we're such great tzaddikim that we put the phone face down, so it means that I have derech eretz, right? But in reality, if you cared about the person you were meeting with, the person you were on a date with, the phone wouldn't be out at all. When you're with someone and that phone is on the table, it indicates that you're great, but there might be something that's a little bit more important that might be more interesting to me later on. If you're going to go to the bathroom, I'll probably check my phone. So that is a lack of understanding, b'chol derechacha deyehu, that right now, the person I'm with needs to be the main focus of what I'm doing. Certainly when it comes to children, I understand we're not there yet with our own children, but when you're dealing with a child, how painful it is for a child to think that mommy and daddy have something else more important than me right now. The phone should be away, 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 in another room, in a closet somewhere. Should not be out because they need to see that they are the most important thing as well. Also when it comes to davening Shmoneh Esrei, the best thing you can do to improve your Shmoneh Esrei is to focus on one bracha at a time. Don't view Shmoneh Esrei as 19 brachos. View it as Magen Avraham. My avoda right now is the bracha of Magen Avraham. My second avoda is the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim. If you take Shmoneh Esrei in steps, one bracha at a time, it breaks it down and makes it much more palatable to be able to give your concentration and to grow as well. And this is Rav Kook's approach to B'chol Derechacha Deyehu. Let's turn now to the last approach and perhaps the most controversial approach. Okay? This is a Gemara Maseches Brachos, the very end of Maseches Brachos. The Gemara says, look at this Gemara. The Gemara says, Ezu hi parsha katana, shekol gufei Torah tzlimba. What is a small piece of the Torah, of Tanakh, that many of the laws of the Torah, many of the ideas of the Torah depend on it? And it quotes our pasuk, b'chol derechacha deyehu. This is a foundational idea, says the Gemara, that so many things are based upon. Then it quotes Amar Rava, afilu ledvar Avera. You should know Hashem even when you're going to do an Avera. Even when you're going to do an Avera, you should be thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then, this is in the gears of the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov is the collection of Agadata, of the stories and the different philosophical ideas in Gemara. They write something even more sharp. Amar of Papa, Hainu Damri Inshi, Ganva apu mecharartra rachmanakari. When the robber goes into the house to steal, he says a little tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he wants to be matzliach, he wants to be successful, even though he's going to commit a crime. But he still thinks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now, our topic right now is not going to be the concept of Aveir Lishma. People who do Averos, but they have intention that it should be something good. This is the idea of antinomianism, where a person breaks halacha with the understanding that something good is going to come from it. That is a much broader topic that we don't have the time to discuss right now, nor is it of interest right now to us. But many, many Sfarim, the Akedas Yitzchak, and many Sifrei Chasidus quote this Gemara for the idea that a person does an Avera Lishma. What's a good example of an Avera Lishma? Probably the most famous one, Yael and Sisera. Yael seduced Sisera. In order to kill Sisera, that was an Avera Lishma, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So that concept is a bit vague, and you have to figure out how to address such an issue, that a person could do an Avera, but it would also be in a form of Avodas Hashem. But we're going to leave that away for right now. Okay, let's look here in the Ein Yaakov. How does the Ein Yaakov on this Gemara explain it? So he writes as follows. He says, Perish sheyasim alibo shekol hadvar misnagim b'olam hazeh hakol naaseh b'naseach adei hashkachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should train himself to think that everything that happens in this world comes through the hand of Hashem. Umbibladol lo naaseh shum davar. Without Hashem, you can't do anything. V'aydeze im yirtze la'asos avera. And therefore, if you always think about Hashem, and this is what the Bilvavi Meshkan Evna was trying to pull out, if you always think about Hashem, then if your person is Yirtzeh La'asos Avera, you want to do an Avera, could go Lignov, to steal, or Ligzol, Yasim Aliba, you should think, Im lo yeh me'es Hashem, lo yatzliach. If it wasn't from Hashem, I wouldn't be matzliach. Meaning, they understand the Gemara, if a person, before they go to an Avera, thinks about Hashem, hopefully what will happen? They won't do the Avera. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara doesn't mean that you should go, before you speak Lashon Hara, goes to the mikvah, puts on his gartel, and says, Hinei Vuchim Vazum, L'Kai Mitzvahs, the kind mitzvahs lo saseh in the Torah, I'm going to speak Lashon Hara, and you're very makbid with all the chumras and all the hidurim, and you speak the most geshmak Lashon Hara in the whole world. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that you should think about Hashem, and it'll prevent you from doing any averos as well. This is repeated as well by Rav Tzadok HaKohen in the Tzidkas HaTzadik. He says in Os Kufay and Tess, B'chol Derechecha Dayehu, Mefarsh B'Shochar Tov, he quotes the Medrash in Tehillim, and he writes in the next paragraph, for Razal and the rabbis writing in Gemara and Brachas, B'chol Derechecha Dayehu, Afilu Dvar Avera, Hanu Shebelechto Laver, you're going to go to do an Avera, Im Yasim Alibo Dachocho, if you thought for a moment that I'm going to do something against the Ratzon Hashem, you would take a step back and realize that I wouldn't possibly want to do such a thing and go against the Borei Olam. But I want to give perhaps a different shot, a different twist, and we'll end with a striking story that I heard. Rav Nachum Berenstein is the Mashkiach in Yeshivas Gon Yaakov. Yeshivas Gon Yaakov is the yeshiva that Rav Steinman was the Rosh Yeshiva of for many, many years in Bnei Brak. And Rav Berenstein was a teenager when he started out in Gon Yaakov, and eventually he would become the Mashkiach of the yeshiva. When he was a teenager, Rav Berenstein would escort Rav Steinman home from the Yeshivas Gon Yaakov to his home on Chamesh Chazonish. Gon Yaakov is in the southern area of Bnei Brak, and the Rehov Chazonish goes south to north, and Rav Steinman lived in the north. One day, they were walking home, and the way you get from Yeshivas Gon Yaakov to Rehov, the top of Rehov Chazonish, is you have to cross over Rehov HaAdmor Migur, which is one of the streets in Bnei Brak. Ashrecha Meretz Yisrael, they have streets named after Hasidic Rebbes. So you have to cross over Rehov Admor Migur. And Admor Migur is a very busy street. So they were walking and they were talking and learning, and they got to the corner and they saw there was a young boy who was waiting to cross the street. So Steinman asked the young boy if he could help him cross the street. So Berenstein said, I'll volunteer to cross the boy through the street, and I know the Rebbe shouldn't have to take time to cross him, I'll go take care of it. So Steinman agreed, but he told Rav Nachum Berenstein that you need to daven first before you cross the boy over the street. So Rav Nachum Berenstein said to Rav Steinman, daven for what? What are you talking about? So Rav Steinman said, you should daven, you should have the strength to go across the street and to come back over here. That's what you should daven for. So Rav Berenstein did this. He said a little tefillah, you should have the koch to cross the street and come back. And on the way back, he asked Rav Steinman, why was it necessary to tell Kadosh Baruch Hu what I'm about to do? Is a Kadosh Baruch Hu like my mother that I have to tell her that I'm leaving the house and I'm coming back soon? Hashem knows what I'm about to do. Why do I have to tell the Kadosh Baruch Hu I should have the koach to go across the street and to come back? So Rav Steinman said 100% that you should understand that we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu for every single thing we do. And he said the mashal, if you like having something for dinner, then you should daven to Hashem that today my mother should make this thing for dinner. Even on the smallest thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs every single aspect of our lives, no matter what's going on. And it's not a tefillah shav, it's not a wasteful tefillah, even in one iota. So Rav Berenstein asked Rav Steinman, we should really daven for such small, petty things that I should make sure we have pizza for dinner? This is what I should be davening for? So Rav Steinman said, when we get to my house, I'm going to show you something. And he got to his house, and he took out a Rabbeinu Yonah on our pasuk here in Mishnah. Look at the last source, Rabbeinu Yonah on the last page. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes as follows. He says, "Vida ki yesh anashim she'enehem el Hashem b'maseh gadol." There are people that they only think about Hashem for the big things. Kamo im yivakshu lefaresh beyam leschor or leseis b'shayra. I'm going on a business trip. I have a big deal going on. Ubemase katan lo yiskru es Hashem. But for small things, all of a sudden we forget about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'pnei shaha poel kal beinehem ubor ledatam ki ale b'yadam. And they think this is a small thing and therefore I can take care of it. Hashem, you're only there for the big deals. Shidduchim and Parnassa. But like for parking spots, Hashem, I'll take care of this myself. We all know the joke, we don't have to go through it. That I can take care of these things. Alkein Amar, Bechol Derech Achadehu. The emphasis is on Bechol. In everything. No matter how small it is, you have to look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'davar gadol o katan. Ki achar shekol ha-pe'ulos tulios b'yad Hashem, since everything depends on the hand of Hashem, v'chol hatzlachos l'chesto, and every ability to succeed depends on Hashem and His chesed, chayv adam l'zichro b'chol ma'aseh. You have to think about Hashem in everything. Ki mitzliach ha-ma'aseh b'yado, v'hu lo zachar bo es Hashem, lo nasa ina bo al Hashem, hinei katzer b'chok ha-avoda. He says, if you are masliach, I mean, you don't think about Hashem, then you are lessening your avodas Hashem. Gam yitain alibo kischar habitachon vatikva. This is about having bitachon, is for the big things and little things. Go to the second column, and he says, "Bihinei inyan haperush hazeh asher b'yarno." This is from Chazal she'amru b'perek harod. The Gemara in Brachos says, "Darish bar kapara ezuhi parsha katana shekol gufei atara alan b'talian ba." What is the small line in Tanakh that the whole Torah depends upon? Havi Omer. Bechol derachacha deyehu. V'amar Rava afil l'dvar avera, te dedamri inshi, as Rabbi Yonah quotes here, ganva afu mischarta rachmanakari. That even the robber who goes to steal something should say a small tefillah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should be matzliach. Hine nisbar lach. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah is not learning like the Yon Yaakov. He says, pashup shat, you're even going to do an avera. You should daven to Hashem. Ki hamikra ze'amar al inyan bitachon. This is about bitachon. So Rav Steinman read this to Rav Nachum Berenstein. And Rav Berenstein looked to Rav Steinman and said, are you crazy? I should daven to a Kadosh Baruch Hu even when I'm going to do an Avera? That's nuts. Why would I do such a thing? So Rav Steinman looked at Rav Berenstein and said, certainly, it's better to not do the Avera. But if you're going to do the Avera, you should at least daven to Hashem that you should be matzliach. It's bad enough you're doing an Avera, but you shouldn't also be an Apikoros as well. Do you understand what Steinman said? Bechol derachachadehu. It's bad enough a person's going to do the wrong thing, but at least you should think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. At least you should have that basement level appreciation that there's a Borei Olam. Why should you also do an Avera and be an Apikoros and forget about Hashem? Better to at least think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this, I think, gives a highlight to the idea of Bechol Derechach Deyu regarding a Dvar Aveira. And it paints a picture that no matter what you're doing, you should still think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So let's just summarize and just bring the points together. The Pasuk of Mishlei says Bechol Derechach Deyu, and we saw different approaches regarding having God awareness. The Rambam, who spoke on the issue of even on all the mundane things we do in life, our opportunities to connect to Hashem. Rav Kook, who pointed out the importance of focusing on what you're doing in that specific way to connect to Hashem, and the different approaches of a Dvar Avera, and Rav Steinman, who we left off, is telling us that even if you're doing an Avera, it doesn't mean you should be an Apikoros. We'll end here. Thank you very much.